All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
I hate to break the fishing news after Ramchuk, but I'd like to speak about the ice hockey.
Congratulations, you're one of the 13 listeners of the Real Life Podcast.
We just traded a migraine in for like an orgasm.
Might want to mark that down.
Yep. All of my projects are on schedule until they're not.
A member of the Nation Network of Podcasts.
About as funny as we're going to get today.
Welcome in to episode 281. Of the Real Life Podcast. I'm Tyler Remchuk. As always, the podcast brought to you by Oodle Noodle. Head over to their website. Look at the menu. Pick it out. You can choose what you want. And then whether you order it for pickup and proceeds go, or a portion of proceeds go towards a local charity, or Skip the Dishes also carries it. OodleNoodle.ca. Jay,
banana spring rolls.
Banana spring rolls. Yes.
They're out. I was actually very impressed. We are moving some units. And make sure if you order them to add the Nutella dip, because it is delicious.
Don't forget the Nutella dip on your banana spring rolls. Wanya, Jay, Chalmers, everyone's here except Bag Milk, but I'm sure he'll be here any second now. Coming up on the show, Scott Hastings is going to join us from Odd Shark to talk a little Oilers betting. I got some juicy Oilers bets to share as well. I just placed some for the series against Winnipeg. But we know what the schedule is. They start on Wednesday. They go Wednesday, Friday, then back-to-back Saturday, Monday. That's how the first four games of that series are going to roll out. So plan your lives accordingly. We'll start there. Anyone care about the schedule release? Just itching to get going? I'm happy they're the first series on Wednesday, because I don't think I could have waited another day.
Did you say back-to-back Saturday and Monday?
Sunday, Monday.
Why maybe I said Saturday, back-to-backs in a playoffs? I guess it's a shortened playoff season too, right? So I guess it has to be.
Well, and because the North is starting like 4 days later than some of the other series, right? So you need to have them sped up to some degree.
Yep.
Your Remchuk's mustache. Can I ask you both a question?
Absolutely.
Can you place a bet for me as my proxy? Because I don't want to get any gambling apps, because I am like a crackhead in a crack factory all of a sudden.
Do it.
Well, I mean,
can you put a smooth 50 on the Oilers winning the cup for me? That's it.
Yeah. I mean, I could, if you wanted me to, for sure.
Would you mind?
I don't
know.
Would you mind? I don't know if that's legal. But yeah,
what do you mean? Sure. What do you mean? What do you
I don't
mean?
Know. Am I allowed to do that? Am I allowed to be like,
what the fuck? Are we friends? Aren't we?
Let me phrase this. Wanya randomly owes you $50. Your Remchuk on his own volition is going to make a bet on the Oilers to win the cup for $50.
Should for some reason that
take happen, that AGLC,
you would give me all the money for unexplained reasons.
Yeah.
Could you do that though, your Remchuk, please?
Yeah, sure. If you send me
$50, I'll send you $50. You fuck. You see me twice a week on this podcast. I'll send you $50. Don't you worry. Will you place the bet, though? Show me proof of bet.
Yeah, I'll send you a screenshot.
You're a good man. I'm sorry I called you a fuck.
It's okay. My dad doesn't wager on sports often at all, but on the night McDavid was chasing 100 against Vancouver, he texts me and he's like, what are the odds on him doing it? And I told him, and he transferred me some money and was like, he's doing it tonight. And I was like, all righty, your money, man.
You bet the over 3.5 points?
Yeah.
Nice.
I did too, actually.
I've bet on the Oilers winning the cup so many times that this year, if they win the cup and I didn't bet, I could never live with myself. So I need you place that bet and we'll.
What are they? Plus 2,200?
Plus 1,400 on the book I'm looking at right now.
What does that even mean? What does that even mean?
Your $50 would turn into $700.
Hello.
You're the richest man alive.
Wondering if there's better odds elsewhere, though.
I'm checking.
You're my proxy. You tell me.
I'm checking my book right now.
Yeah, Jay might be able to give you better odds.
Jay generally has better odds. He always sends me better odds on shit I've already bet on.
Big odds.
I kind of want to owe your M-checks $50 and see how crazy he gets about it. And then he'll be like, fuck, I'm going to keep this if you don't pay up. And then I'll pay up like when they win the cup only and make him so mad.
I'm not placing the bet till you pay up. That's the way that works.
My good sir, you will place the bet before I pay up. You will absolutely show me proof of what I'm getting.
That's not how that works at all.
You want to back the camera up a couple clicks and see that you can trust me, for I am indirectly responsible for you being paid in life?
Why can't you trust me and send me the money and then I'll place the bet?
Because I don't trust you. Because you're a sports bettor.
Real lack of trust right now.
Of course. Would you trust your M-Chuck? I wouldn't.
I'm finding plus 1,700.
You're going to want to get Jay to place that bet for you.
No, I trust Jay. It's not fair. It's funnier with you.
But you'll make more money doing this through Jay.
Well, if I bet on the Oilers to win the cup for $50 and they win the cup, I assure you, I do not care how much money I've won off that. I'm so happy that money will go into Kleenex for crying into. I'll be so happy. Whether I get $600 or $612, I don't care.
So you want to put $50 on the Oilers, mm-hmm. but you want me to place the bet. You don't want to pay me immediately. And
I will pay you immediately. I will pay you immediately once I know you've placed the bet.
And even though Jay can get you better odds, you still want to go through me.
No, because here's how I think your mind works, your M-Chuck. I think you're sharp, like an old school card dealer. And I think you go, Juani gives me $50. I know the Oilers aren't going to win the cup. I'm going to keep that money and just tell him that I bet it, but I haven't bet shit, and I win. And then if for some reason he wins, I'll go into my wallet and pay him out. I think that's how your brain works.
That's a good idea. I'll place the bet for you.
I think that's how your brain works.
No, because I would. That's an awful risk for me. Like, to risk 700 to potentially gain 50 on the Oilers not winning the cup, I don't do that at all. I would bet with you on the Oilers to win the Stanley Cup.
You want
to
go halfers then?
Yeah, sure.
So go 100. 50,
you
want to
go
100,
50 each?
Yeah, I mean, that's not really my betting strategy, though. Like, I'm going to come out ahead betting on the Oilers when I bet on them to win every series and roll it over. So I don't know if I want to go straight up Stanley Cup bet.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're out.
Speaking of which, bag milk.
You could bet with me, Tyler, and just I'm filling up garbage bags full of gas and keep it in my basement.
Smart.
Thank you.
Smart. You got to go down there, open them up, and smell the gas to make sure it's fresh once every 4 or 5 hours.
Well, I got to rotate.
Pro tip.
That's very true. Yeah.
You got to smell. They could turn like milk.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's nice.
So we are getting to place that bet, your M-Chuck, though?
Yeah, if you send me $50, I'll place $50.
No, you send me a screenshot. You send me a screenshot that you've placed the bet.
Okay,
and I'll have my people send you the money. I don't touch my own money. What is this?
Okay, sounds good. Bag milk, you'll like this bet I placed. Ryan Nugent-Hopkins, total points in the series against Winnipeg, paying plus 140. The line is 3.5.
Where do I get
mean?
This?
What do either of these things mean?
So if you were to put $50 if you were to put $50 on Ryan Nugent-Hopkins to get at least 4 points against the Jets, that is all you need. He needs to get 4 points against the Jets.
No,
it would.
No, this is why you can't tell me this stuff. I don't want to hear about it. Like,
it would pay $120.
Right. Check this out, Juan.
I found it, and I found it, and I've also bet. So here we go. Come on, Nuge.
That's the official real life bet. If you want to sweat with us for the playoffs.
This is why I drop off when the betting guy comes on, because I would just be asking questions about the Oilers all the time. And then I'd be like, what are you, an idiot? Of course Ryan Nugent-Hopkins is going to get 4 points. And then 2 days later, it's all gone.
Tyler, I'm looking at Tyson Berry over 4 points at plus 140. That's also a tasty little bet there.
Draisaitl over 9.5, and you got the McDavid over 10.5. I got
9.5 points in one series.
Do you remember what they did last year in 5 games against the Blackhawks?
Yes.
They torched them.
No, I agree with you. It's just, it seems lofty when you can get plus 140 on Tyson Berry over 4 points.
That's fair.
What if they sweep them and Nuge goes 0-2?
That's like, no, the risk.
The first 2 games, you know?
That's
like
the risk.
Why would you put that into?
Not as much of a no-brainer as you think. I think the Tyson Berry one is better, is more of a lock.
Why are you putting that into the universe, Chalmers? I dislike that.
3.5 points. Well, if the Oilers sweep, that means we probably had pretty strong command. So probably the probability of Nuge getting points would be high because we're converting on the power play to win all these games.
Yep.
It could be a case that a sweep is a vote for Nuge to do it. Because it's 3.5 points, right?
Yeah, 3.5 points.
Yeah, that's less. But Tyson Berry's 4.
What's 3.5 points mean? I'm good.
So if Ryan Nugent Hopkins gets 4 points in the series, you win your bet.
Three, you don't.
Gotcha.
Hence, they have
of course
to
he's going to do that.
3.5, so there's no push.
Yeah. Nuge is going to earn. This is where he sets his contract value, is his playoff performance.
I believe.
Yep.
I believe. What was Tyler? I saw your tweet. What was Saravalli saying about Nuge?
Frank Saravalli on the Lowdown with Low Tide today said the Oilers have made multiple offers to Ryan Nugent-Hopkins in his camp.
Yeah.
Some of them came before the season. Some of them came during the season. And there's nothing there yet between the two sides. So
yeah, that's fine. I mean, like, we still got ages to go.
We're signing him after free agency anyways to avoid protecting him.
Well, okay, let's talk about that for a second. If you're a player, would you ever do that?
Oh.
I think in Nuge's...
You wouldn't.
I think there can be some trust between the two sides in this instance, but I will say this, there isn't too much of a reason for the Oilers to do it. Like, if they're going with the 7 forwards, 3 defensemen, and 1 goalie approach in this expansion draft, the difference between signing Nuge and not signing Nuge is the difference between, like, do you want to keep Josh Archibald protected?
Yes, I do.
If you lose Josh Archibald in the expansion draft and that's all you lose, oh my God, if they only lose Josh Archibald in the expansion draft, I will donate $100 to a charity of your choice, Jay Downen.
Wow.
I think they're going
to... You won't go 50-50 with me. I bet the Oilers win the cup.
I would just rather I would just rather pay you $100, Jerem Chuck, and have us keep Archibald.
Can you imagine
if
that's the way
Caleb
it worked?
Jones
if every player contract was community funded?
Yeah.
It's like, listen, guys, we need to raise another 100K from Oilers fans or else this Nuge deal is not getting done.
I bet you we could have done it for Smitty.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
easy.
Yeah, for sure. Shit.
Without question.
We raised like $6,000 to send Brownlee to the draft and only 9 people came to the site.
I forgot
you guys
about
did that.
That
once?
I forgot about
twice.
That.
A crazy movement happened because no Edmonton reporter or something was going to the draft.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden a movement got to get Brownlee sent to the
Brownlee
draft.
Brownlee wrote an article being like, everything's fucked. No one gets to go to the draft.
Yeah.
And then we were like, someone in the comments was like, I'll pay for Brownlee to go. We're like, sure. And then Brownlee went nuts because he's like, I never said I could go to the draft. We were like, well, fuck, we raised all this money. You have to go.
Yeah. Yeah. We just put a PayPal button on the site and just like all of a sudden just got flooded with like $5, $10, $20, $30 donations.
It's crazy.
All of a sudden. Yeah. So we did 2 years in a row.
Can we do that for me, except I'll drive to Winnipeg for this series?
Well, you don't have a choice. Greyhound shut down.
And they don't have an airport, obviously.
Wow. Would you do that?
If it was like paid, we could make a whole web series out of it. Send me and Josh Park like to Winnipeg and we'll document our whole trip. Except I don't think it's allowed right now with the pandemic. Would that be considered essential travel?
Absolutely. Depends how you define essential. You would be there, though, sitting in your hotel room, right? You wouldn't be able to go to the game, would you?
You could sit outside the MTS Center.
Well, remember, this is the end of July, though, right? So things might be a little, in terms of maybe getting the building might not be able to happen, but be able to.
Oh, I'm talking about the upcoming series.
Yeah.
That starts in 6 days.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Could you get credentialed, Jerem Chuck, or no?
Oh, yeah, I could easily get credentialed. That wouldn't be a problem.
What?
If you're my mortal enemy. Get me credentialed. I got to go watch some Oilers hockey.
Yeah, amen.
I bet you.
You know what, Jay? We can probably get credentials. I'll go and be the Jets Nation writer for the playoff series so I can get credentials. I'll just take down the Jets on the inside, but no one reads Jets Nation, so they never get my disses.
So what we're looking at here, Tyler, according to the old Google map machine, is a 13 and a half hour drive, about 1,325 kilometers.
I would insist you stop in Moose Jaw because I still have a bike to deliver there.
There you go. I'll go.
I can make that drive in 12.
Well, that's true.
I thought Winnipeg was further than that for some reason.
1,325 kilometers from my house to Winnipeg.
Yeah.
Easy then. Josh Park and I load up a vehicle at 7 a.m. We start recording. I go the first 5 hours. He goes the next five. We stop for something to eat. We finish off the drive. We're in Winnipeg.
Right now, your M-Check's a guy building a gallows right now in front of a group. Like, this is how you build the gallows. This is how you put the rope up. But then you'd stand right here like, okay, you're M-Check. Now you have to go to Winnipeg. Oh, why do I have to go?
100%. I don't think I'd actually do it.
It'd be like Brownlee. You're like, I never said I could go.
Oh, I would do it.
I would do it.
100%.
I would do it. To go to an Oilers playoff game for sure as
do our,
shit.
Do our own version of Leroy and Leroy Chalmers.
Oh, I love those guys. Oh, it's something to do.
Behind the camera. There's always something to do.
I'd be really excited about going to Mitzi's for some tendies if I'm being
honest. They're shut, bro. They're shut down, bro.
Oh, they're doing but they're doing takeout or curbside.
Yeah, I want some curbside tendies.
Yeah, Mitzi's moves units, pandemic or not.
Oh yeah. RIP to the chickens. Honestly, dude, it was like, so we went to Winnipeg for the Heritage Classic, long bus ride. We were all exhausted, feeling hungry. And we heard about Mitzi's in Winnipeg that had the best tendies. So we all went in there and expecting, they were fucking awesome.
They delivered.
You don't actually call them tendies though, right? You're just
they
that.
Do. They do. Like, they call right them now? Tendies.
Well, I call them fakies.
They call them tendies.
Yeah, on the menu, they say tendies.
I call them chicken lame. Fingos.
Yeah, I'm a fingos. He's got
Fingo Dingos.
Bingo. All right. I totally lost my train of thought.
I call them Chicky Digis.
Yeah, Chick Digis. Chick Dig.
All right.
I have a question. When are we going to talk about what's going to happen in the playoffs?
Wednesday, May 19th at 7 p.m. Mountain Time?
Oh, boy.
I was thinking Monday will be our full on, although that's a little too late to talk about the other series. But we're talking.
This is supposed to be the projection show.
Do we want to do that? We have Scott Hastings coming up in 20 minutes. I don't know if we have time to do it.
No, let's do it. Let's do it on Monday. Why not on Monday?
Monday.
All right, I just wanted to know when it was.
Yeah. We'll go back through all our predictions for the year, and then we will we'll dive in, give some playoff predictions, talk about some shit. If you got some stuff you want us to cover, send us a DM. A couple things, though. I was doing my little regular season recap, looking at some stuff. Do you know the only team in the NHL to not get shut out this season was actually the Ottawa Senators, who... We talked about it on this podcast, how a few of us, Jay, I think you were included in this, although you said they were going to make the playoffs, which was
I bet on them to make the playoffs. And if it was an 82 game season, they might have done it.
They only finished the year with one less win than the Montreal Canadiens.
Yeah.
It's amazing, actually. The fucking loser points just they collected in Montreal's favor this year.
So
Ottawa's going to be good. Ottawa's going to be good.
Speaking of loser points, when you look at the standings of the league as a whole, the Oilers are in 11th when you just look at straight up points. But if you sort by regulation wins, the Oilers have the second most regulation wins in the entire NHL. They trail only Colorado. That's really good.
Something. It just shows you the fake news of the other teams.
Yeah. And OTLs, we got to be at the bottom, I would imagine.
So the Oilers were the only team in the NHL this season that did not go to a shootout once. And in overtime, the Oilers... Only, what was it? Oh, man, I'm totally losing here. OT losses. Only three teams in the NHL had two overtime losses. That was the best record in the league. It was Edmonton, Vegas, and Nashville. Everyone else had at least three overtime losses.
They were Oilers have been a very good in regulation bet this season.
Mm-hmm.
Although, except it was funny last night. So all the people that were pissed off about the regulation win last night was pretty funny.
I was so mad.
Why?
I had the Oilers in a regulation win last night, and when I was at work, and I have the Shaw app, so I turned the game on right at 3 o'clock, and the first thing I hear basically Gene say is, "Oh, they got a new goalie, rookie goalie, and $55 million on the bench," and I'm just going, this is money in the fucking bank.
Me too.
And then they straight up scored. Like,
that was last night was a game you don't bet. Like, just that was my betting advice, was don't bet.
Well, then Louis goes, you know, a lot of guys, you know, playing for, you know, a spot maybe in playoffs and playing for next year. And you're going to have a team that's really, really energetic out there. And then I started to like kind of grip a little bit. And then, man, I'm like Cole Caulfield. Holy shit. This kid's going to be something else. And I liked watching him yesterday, but yeah, I couldn't believe that they didn't win in regulation. I was pretty bitter because I had put a sizable bet knowing it was the last one. Plus, I like getting those odds. And the worst part about it is you look at the tie odds and they're so good, right? Like,
so juicy.
Like plus 350 or something. And you go, well, they just tied yesterday. I could see it, but nah, it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Then it happens. And you're just like, you feel like such an idiot.
So if you bet in regulation, you almost have to put a small bet, hedge bet on the tie.
Or just what you do,
your money back.
Like, let's say you like to bet $50 on Oilers games, right? You put 30 on them in regulation and then you put 20 on them on the straight up money line is like a little side hedge almost. Like, okay, as long as they like win it in overtime, I'm going to be comfortable. But you're right. The betting a little bit on OT would work as well.
Just to get your investment back.
Yeah.
How about like last night too? Connor played 15 minutes last night and still got 2 points.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
He's ridiculous.
One thing about McDavid. I've been trying to break down this move of his that he scores pretty much every time on a breakaway with.
The delay dangle.
The delay, yeah. What does the goalie think? Because they all go down. Do they think he's pulling it backhand?
McPatience, yeah. They're expecting him to pull backhand. So they're trying to stay there and hold their position, but they kind of drop down.
And like, then it's like this little disrespectful flip over there.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. It's like,
disrespectful flip.
It's like the people's eyebrows.
It's funny. It's right.
It's not quite as disrespectful as the Pavel Datsyuk, but it's still right up there.
The thing I
have Chalmers you ever tried that
move is the most disrespectful thing going.
Yeah. I think the reason they go down so quick is how many times this season and in his career have we seen McDavid come in and just do the quick little dust and then he slams it five hole, right? And the goalie doesn't move. So I think they're going down to protect themselves from that five hole shot, but he you can't stop him really. Like he'll beat you out whatever way he wants to.
He could also bring it to the backhand too, because he's flying. So they've really got three options there.
He's frozen.
It's almost like they're so in their own heads about what he's about to do.
Yeah.
That he can do that little, like, it doesn't look like the most dynamic move I've ever seen, right? Like, it's a simple little move, and he scores fucking every time on it.
But the caveat to that, Charles, and this is what drives me nuts, and this goes back to the penalty shot versus 5-on-3, is when he does that in a breakaway, his success record is through the roof. If he does it in a penalty shot where he goes slow and then wide and then he's probably like 10% on it.
He doesn't want penalty shot goals. He doesn't want empty netter goals. He wants one day them to do the numbers on his career and realize he did it all without empty net goals and shit.
There's frankly, points.
The most disrespectful thing that he does is when he looks backwards on a breakaway.
Yeah. Yeah. I love
like,
that.
I swear to God, the last Montreal game when he looked back, I don't think it was like looking back to see if somebody from Montreal was coming. It almost looked like he wanted to see if like another player was coming down on it. And like could create 2-on-1.
Yeah, 100%.
The thing last night from last game that I liked the most going into playoffs right now is that when he put Dominic Cahoon on the 3-on-3, like obviously nobody expected that. Dominic Cahoon said in his press conference he didn't expect that.
Yeah.
But for him to get that pass and then bury it, like that's huge for us right now. You know what I mean? Like a secondary score winning a game for us in overtime. Pump up his confidence a bunch, pump up the team's confidence in him. I loved that. Like that was one of the single best things you could have happen in the last play of a game before playoff.
Yep. I would say also that Nuge fucking firing laser beams into the net is also a helpful thing that's going in.
He's rounding in, man. He's right back.
And let's go a little bit deeper and send some love to James Neal's way.
Yes.
Because he's Absolutely. been He's
points
getting,
in three straight.
He's finding, like, he had some setbacks this year. Yes, we know he's slower, but COVID really slowed him down, but he's starting to kind of escape the effects of that. And he's finding his touch. He's getting his confidence. He's moving a lot better. Like a playoff warrior, James Neal is very crucial to our lineup.
Well, that's what I was going to say is like,
in the
I was
last...
going to say, just like a guy like James Neal, he's probably got the most experience of anybody in the playoffs on this whole team. So having him going would be excellent. Excellent value. 3 points or points in three straight, I should say.
Yep.
I loved what he said too about how much he likes playing with McLeod and just how the kid's got something special. Like that's good to hear from a vet.
Is that what he said, eh? Thinks,
yep.
Yeah, and he might be just like doing that extra little bit to just take him aside and like just on the bench having a lot of chatter with them, and that could really help a player like McLeod, which is just fucking great. There's not much that you can look around right now at this team and be unhappy with. Yes, when Smith went down, everybody probably had a big sigh of relief when he got up and he was okay, right? But that's pretty much, you know, our backup goalie situation going into the playoffs right now. I think we're in a good position. And that $50 bet that you're putting, Wanya, I fucking love it. Like, I believe right now that we could literally do something pretty special right now.
I believe every year.
See, I don't.
I do.
Kool-Aid goes down smooth.
So delicious.
A little more of a realist.
Delicious. Yeah. No, that's not where I'm here for. So that's why I can't miss out on it. You're M-Track? We have a deal, right?
Yeah, if you want, I can do it right now live on the pod and send you the receipt.
Interesting, interesting. Post it, would you?
This is the longest transaction in the history of transactions.
And you want
I just think you're M-Track. I can see him sharking me, straight sharking me. And dodging me and be like, send the money. Oh, my girlfriend's phone died and our car starter battery and my phone has the picture on it, and then next thing you know, the Oilers, God forbid, don't win the cup, and your M-Truck's just like,
okay, and then he shows up in person, and Tom Brady breaks his phone in half when he's supposed to give it to the NFL right in front of you. So he doesn't.
What happened then? What are you talking about? What is that?
Oh, just when Tom Brady was Deflategate was all happening. The commissioner told Tom Brady to turn his phone in so they could go through it, and Tom Brady just straight up broke it in half. It was like, nope, can't have it.
How the hell can the principal tell you to hand your phone in? I'd be like, fuck you, Roger Goodell. Hey,
this point, he's Tom fucking Brady now. I mean,
yeah. I mean, like, there's photos of my wife on there.
Okay. Wanya, I just want to get this through one more time. I am placing a $50 wager on the Edmonton Oilers to win the Stanley Cup. You are then going to e-transfer me $50 as soon as I send you the receipt. And even though Jay has a sports book that would get you a couple $100 more of a payout, you don't care. You want me to place the bet.
Not about the money, you Remchuk.
Hold on. A couple $100 more?
Yeah.
$50 more or a couple $100?
No, you're either winning more. With your Remchuk, you're winning $700. With Jay, you're winning $850.
Hmm. U.S. or Canadian?
Canadian.
Canadian.
No, I'll go with your Remchuk.
Okay, I'm placing it. I'm literally doing it right now. Now you better not sneak me.
Are you guys gonna watch a lot more of the other, like, now that there'll be other teams on TV a lot more often with playoffs? Will you guys be watching a lot more other games to see, and like really spending the first couple games trying to just like see who's who, get the landscape of all the teams?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, first of all, I love the first round of the NHL playoffs.
First round is
so the first round is the best.
It's the only time there's fights. First round has fights. It's always exciting.
I will absolutely be watching more hockey because, first of all, I'll be betting, live betting on the first round. I love it. It's just great hockey to watch. It's intense. Everybody's fired up. There's plenty of upsets, generally speaking. I love it. I love the first round.
100%. And if you watch some of the U.S. games, just a lot of them are going to have lots of fans in the stands. Like Vegas is going to start with 50%. And then I think if they get to like second or third round, they'll get to 100%.
Hey, Wanya, did you see any pictures of the nightclub that they're planning to put at the end zone in the stadium of the Oakland, of the Las Vegas Raiders?
Have you seen any pictures of this?
No.
It'll be a nightclub with bottle service, and it'll have like, I think it'll be like, what did they say the capacity was? I'm going to get this wrong, but I feel like it was around 500 to 1,000 people.
and it's a nightclub that's open during the games.
Yeah, it's like table. Yeah. It's like booths you sit in, and you get it's bottle service. It's
you got to see the pictures.
It'd be so expensive, but it'd be
is it open to the like? Is it open to like tourists and shit, or is it only open to season ticket holders?
Well, so what they're gonna want is they're probably gonna want like, you know, your typical Vegas nightclub type of thing, but like type of clientele. But what they're probably gonna get is like fat football guys. I mean, what are they?
Sports fans.
I bet you one of the hotels will sponsor it and be in responsible for filling it.
I can see that.
Be smart.
I'm just pulling up an article here to try to see how many people sit there.
Yeah, so am I.
They're calling it they're Black launching. Hole. Oh no, sorry, no, they're not.
I heard Chalmers that there's this nightclub being built, and I just sort of saw the tweet and kept moving, but it was like in a tunnel, or they were making a tunnel nightclub or something, and they paid Kylie Jenner like a whole bunch of money to promote it, and people thought it was for the Boring Company, but it's actually a nightclub. I don't know, it's the whole thing. I thought that's what you're talking about.
I'll give you the layout of the land. It's an 11,000 square foot Wynn club.
There you go.
Nightclub.
It's an extension
and it will
of Tryst.
Appearances by the DJs. There'll be a DJ playing at all times. Premium bottle service. 42 TVs. A 9 foot by 35 foot LED screen. A 45,000 watt sound system with DJ booth.
Are the DJs like Tiesto?
Yeah, straight up. It probably will be. It's it's in the end zone.
That's unbelievable. God, I wonder if they'll show it on the footage of the games. Like, I wonder if they'll be
It'll be hard not to. You'll just see it as a byproduct because it's in the end zone. So any that's play genius. In that end of the field will see it.
And that's where, sorry?
Vegas.
In Vegas.
Yeah.
Here, I just sent you a picture on our chat of the like just a photo a rendering that they have.
Oh, ooh. Man. I wanted
There's also a message here from your M-Chuck. Claims we've bet $50.
I'm so jealous that people get to attend sporting events. Fuck, do I want to go to a game?
Wow. Look at that. I didn't think it looked like that at all.
I want to walk through a scenario on that, Bag Milk.
Yes.
Well, Oilers, the Edmonton Oilers. They're going to play the Winnipeg Jets in the first round.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
About that. And then in the second round, I'm hoping Montreal upsets Toronto, but likely playing the Toronto Maple Leafs. There's a chance that we win that and come out of the North. Now, if that happens, we don't know what's happening. We know the likelihood is that the Oilers have to go play down in the States.
Yes.
Well, if we're all vaccinated and the States, for the most part, is vaccinated and they'll allow people in the building and all we have to do is go down there and then come back. And if we're vaccinated, wait in a hotel for a day or two to get our test results back negative. Would you not do it?
I would love to. I would love to. But
a lot of ifs with that.
Like wow, what I don't yeah, what are quarantine periods and shit like that. But like, yeah, I would love to go to see a playoff game.
I think I would do it too.
Something to think about.
I would love to.
There's a program that you can sign up for coming back into Canada from the United States where you don't have to spend the time in the hotel. You could actually spend the time at your house, but it comes with some stipulations. You have to, they check up on you like twice a day. They can call your phone. They make sure that like you sign these papers and you 100% have to stay at your house for like 14 days.
Yeah. But I don't even think it has to be for 14 days. Now I think if you test negative or whatever, you're good.
This shit is
there's a lot of
quickly.
That's yeah, but okay, so here's what we like in a school right now, if one of my kids has a positive test in their class, mm-hmm. even with a negative test, even if it's 2 days later, they must stay inside the perimeter of your lot, like so your property line for 14 days according to
if it's 14 days then that's no. I'll watch from afar.
Yeah,
like so in a hot air balloon. Mm-hmm. Yeah, all right, eh?
That's safe.
Yeah. Outdoor activity.
That's probably the safest thing you could do right now.
Probably
the play would be to go if you think the Oilers are going to go deep.
Oh, just stay down there.
yeah, stay down there and mentally commit to a life on the road.
Yeah.
And just stay in wherever they're playing and watch the games back here. Or will they just be staying down there, I wonder?
They'd be staying down there because if they can't go back and forth.
Yeah. You probably get some primo Oilers access.
Tyler, do we know what city they're going to go to, like the Canadian teams? Because they're probably going to bubble or something, yeah?
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly what the plan would be. I honestly think there is a chance they get special permission.
Well, it's still so far away, right?
It is, and it isn't.
But like, as vaccinations kind of start taking hold and case counts kind of come down, they might be able to make the exception in July for them to come here.
Hey, so I just hold on because I have no idea about how this is working. So Edmonton and Winnipeg are going to go back and forth regular series. Yep. Then let's say Edmonton gets to the second round. We play Toronto. We go back and forth for that series.
Yep.
Then the winner of that is going to play the winner of whatever, the Central or whatever.
West,
I don't even know which one. But they're going to go to like a city that is a hometown for neither of the teams and just stay there and play the whole time.
No, I think Edmonton would have to go down south somewhere and like maybe they would like go to Bakersfield, right? Like they would go somewhere in the States, I think, and play out of there as a home rink, which would be weird. Wow. I don't know how you select the city. You'd probably want it to stay in your time zone. You probably don't want another NHL team to be there just so you can have facilities of your own. So do you go to like San Jose and say like, hey, can we rent out your rink for a month and a half and use your facility?
That's what I was thinking. Like, what if you're playing like Vegas?
Yeah.
Right. Let's say you get to play Vegas in that third round.
Mm-hmm.
And you say to Glendale Arena or like the Phoenix Coyotes, you say, we want Phoenix to be our home rink for that.
We'll give you X amount of money.
And there's hotels right there. They can stay right there.
Okay. I wonder what they do. Let's say in round three, they have to play Boston. Do they go out to the East Coast then? Do they go to
that's in round four though.
No, round three, they can play Boston.
Really?
They can play.
Oh yeah, because they reseed it. That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, there's a lot of question marks. It's wild. It's wild, wild year.
It is. It is a wild, wild year.
And I don't think they can make those decisions until they know who's playing, right? Like,
exactly.
It is all going
to
be.
Oh my God.
We'll I can't wait to cheer for the Edmonton Oilers of Montana.
Yeah.
Montana. The Yellowstone Oilers?
Yeah, it's going to be great. I'm excited. Playoffs are in the air. The vibes are good. I don't know about you guys, but in my neighborhood, I'm seeing more flags popping out. It's very exciting.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yes, sir.
Are you guys putting car flags on?
Yep.
I want one of those nation ones, actually. I'd rather
rep the nation.
That's what I want, too.
If I swing by Little Brick, are there any there?
Just sales guy Jared's like two blocks from here. So come down here and he'll set you up.
Yeah, okay, cool. I will get that done then before the playoffs so I can toss it on the car. Have that nation flag flying proud.
Oh. Put that flag on my account, Jay. Put that flag on my account, your M-Check. You only owe me, I only owe you $50.
No, absolutely not. I am not
on the fair. Plane. You can't just have a flag for free. That's bullshit. Can't just chisel a free flag, but I have to pay you back.
I'm good. I don't want a flag anymore. I'll go get one from Canadian Tire.
JR.
That's a nation flag? You're M-Chuck, you devil.
I want to see more nation flags out there. How do you guys have lost? Hey,
give Wanye $20.
We don't have.
How are they? Where do they get them? Sell the fucking thing.
Well,
so if you go to nationgear.ca.
Nationgear.ca. We've got a flag and decal bundle for $19.97. Mission 2020. Crossed out 2021 flags are available. Get them while we have some left. They have been moving pretty fast. Also, for those of you who want decals,
Chalmers, it's a pandemic. Give us a break.
Oh, it's part of the fun.
It is part of the fun. I actually think that's great.
That's why we're only selling them for $19. Oh, I got what Jared did. Jared did.
We had that box of fucking
flags. These are all flags from the playoff season that wasn't from last year that we couldn't do anything with.
Yeah, because I was going to say, Jay, when did we get those? Like February of 2020, something like that?
Yeah, February 2020. We got like 500 flags show up.
And I remember Jay saying to me, hey, should we just get these things to say playoffs or should we put the year on them? I'm like, you put the year on those and you'd be proud.
Yeah.
Whoops.
So now that's part of the fun, right? So we're selling them for, so we're throwing in a decal. So it's like $30 worth of stuff for $19. And we would have normally sold the flag for $19.
That was definitely a decision made by a guy who doesn't care about an extra 150 on top of his win.
But the year on a
But yeah, so get them. And then also we have Mission 2021 tees that have been crossed out. And then we've got Mission Stanley tees that are legit without any Jiffy Mark ink on them. So come check them out, nationgear.ca. I also, we have about 30 of the decals that we said that we had available at Little Brick. We started
with 50. 20 people really come pick them up?
20 real people came and picked them
no
up.
So
we had 30 as of this morning. So I have to do a recount at the end of the
That's
day.
Embarrassing. So all 50 should be gone by now.
Free decal. Well, Little Brick's a little bit different business.
So what do they
right
got to do? What do they got to do? They got to come for a latte. Delicious.
Come down to Little Brick. They're right behind the counter. Say you want a decal, you'll get one. And I'm also going to work on having a strategic like oodle noodle locations across the city, like one in the north, one in the south, one in the west, one in the east.
When you go to Little Brick, if you want to meet JR, just go around the corner and knock on the office. He loves visitors.
All right.
Especially if you see the Nation truck out front, then you know he's there. And if he doesn't answer, he's
just keep banging on the door. He'll answer.
He's hiding.
Keep banging on the door. It's usually unlocked. Just walk in.
All right. We are we're gonna get into our betting chat here for the week with Scott Hastings from Oddshark, oddshark.com. All the sports betting information you need to make the sharper play. Wanye, you have a good one. You send me my money. All right.
Sorry, what's that, Yumchuck? I just couldn't quite make out what you were saying at the end there yet.
The e-trade. I sent you the email, the e-transfer.
Oh, what?
Just get,
sorry?
Just get the money
what?
There.
Huh? Yumchuck? Is that?
Have a good weekend, Wanye.
See you later, gang.
All right, Scott Hastings. I just, boy. All right, let's talk some Ben. Scott, how's it going, man? Welcome back to the show.
Good, fellas. What's going on this week?
Someone had me place an Oilers Stanley Cup wager for them, and now they don't want to pay me the money I wagered.
Yeah. She's gonna make you sweat.
Oh yeah,
that's greasy. That's greasy.
I am.
He
going
never
to
once
set a
said
rule.
He didn't want to pay you. He just said he wanted to make you sweat. That's all.
I'm gonna set a rule that if he doesn't pay me by the first game on Wednesday, he doesn't get the winnings. That's my bet now.
That's fair.
That's a fair hedge.
Yeah. All right, Scott. Let's talk about some of these series prices, and obviously, we want to start with the Oilers and Jets. I'm looking at the Oilers to beat the Jets as about -200 favorites. Is there value in that? Do you think it's better to like stay away and maybe wait if they lose a game or something like that? What do you think? What do you make of that series price?
Yeah, I think you're bang on. I thought the Oilers maybe a little overpriced at -200. The Jets are a scrappy team. I figured the Oilers would be the favorite going in. I was expecting more of like a -160, -175 range. So it's a little pricey for me to start. So hopefully they lose game one and you can get them at a much better price, maybe a -130, -140, or hell, if the books are crazy, you might even get plus odds if they lose the opening game. So that's where I would play that one. Off the bat, I wouldn't touch them at -200. It's just, you know, Winnipeg's a very scrap. That's a great series. I really, really enjoy that series. And that's why just -200 is too hefty.
Yeah, that's fair. I'm looking at some other things here, like series total games. If you go like under 5.5, it's +145. But even then, I'm not sure like if I want to touch anything in that. You can bet on a series to go 7 games over 6.5 for Oilers and Jets is +210. And I'm looking here, Connor McDavid over 10.5 points in that series against the Winnipeg Jets is paying +120. Keeping in mind the Jets haven't held him to under 2 points all season in any of the 9 games. That's got to be tempting.
That's fun. But and I think the Oilers smoked them, what, 7-2 in the season series? Yeah. So then you're playing the risk that if you sweep them in 4 games, that 10 points becomes in jeopardy. That's a fun play, though. Why not, right? 100 points, 100 plus points in this season. Absolutely incredible. And, you know, some of those prop bets are just a little bit of fun. Maybe you don't go a full unit, you go a half unit or something like that. But that's definitely a fun one to play for sure.
I put 8 units on it. No, I'm kidding. Let's talk about your Toronto Maple Leafs a little bit here, Scott. I got an article up right now at Oilers Nation. The biggest weakness for every Canadian playoff team. Got some help from other Nation contributors. And John Stietzer, our friend from Leafs Nation, said goaltending was the biggest concern. So I look at their matchup coming up against the Montreal Canadiens, and I go, goaltending is so important come playoff time. The Leafs don't have an advantage, or at least a distinct advantage, when it comes to goaltending against the Habs. As a Leafs fan, are you worried? And part two of this, as a bettor, is Habs at plus 230 a decent bet?
Oh, 100% that. Even without goaltending, any issues there? The Leafs haven't won a playoff series since they played Philly. Well, they lost that series. They lost to Philly in 2004, have not won a playoff series since. So they shouldn't even be the favorite. They should be the favorite. Let's get serious. But there's 100% value on any team that they play in the playoffs. If they make it through the first round, you should play the other team. I do think Toronto finally gets the monkey off their back, but you can't be confident in it because they just haven't won a series in 16, 17 years now. It's absolutely insane. Montreal, I said this earlier in the season, and some of my friends that are Montreal fans, that they're just not quite there. They've got good players. Cole Caulfield, absolutely looking like a stud at such a young age. Very exciting to see him. As far as their goaltending edge, you know, Carey Price hasn't looked strong at all. And then, so you're probably going with Jake Allen. I don't know how much confidence people have in behind him. So I think overall Toronto should run through them pretty easily, but you got to play the Habs just based on history that at 2.5 to 1, it's definitely worth a sprinkle. Again, I wouldn't go full unit on that one. I do ultimately think the Leafs get through, but I bet you there's going to be a little bit of sweat there.
Hey, Scott, who do you think what do you think the goaltending situation is going to be like in Toronto? Are they going to start with Freddie Anderson and just kind of go from there, or what do you do?
I don't think they should. I think it's tough. I really think they should go with Jack Campbell and sort of, I don't know how to word this, but basically you got to move on from Freddie, especially with the Leafs. Their cap situation. Freddie's going to get, he's a UFA, so he's getting paid 4.5 right now. He's probably going to garner a similar salary moving forward and around the 3.5 to 4. When you're paying Jack Campbell $1.5 million, he's your guy next year, 100%.
And he got you here. Like, he got you to this point.
Absolutely, yeah. So I think both you ride the guy that's hot, and he's the guy that's going to be your goalie moving forward just because of the salary cap hell that they, you know, when you pay your Marners, Matthews, and Tavares $30 million between the three of them, you got to make up money elsewhere. And I think it's going to come at the goalie position. And Jack Campbell's been playing very well. No complaints there. A little crummy handling the puck. That's the part that scares me. Going back to the weaknesses, though, I think the power play is a weakness for Toronto that they've got to definitely shore up. What are they?
Yeah.
1 for 130 over the last 20 games or so. It's been horrendous. Hopefully they turn that around.
Did you hear the stat last night that was only the second goal by a defenseman on the power play in like a year and a half?
Yeah. Brutal. Brutal.
Wow. That's unbelievable.
Really miss Tyson Barrie, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. This was a team that came out of the gate and they were clicking at almost 40% on the power play. I remember they played Calgary and they were on a stretch of, I don't know, 0 for 12 or 0 for 13. And they were still at 35% and first in the league. And I thought that was tremendous. They've fallen to 16th in the league in power play percentage. So that's it's definitely an interesting one, especially when playoff comes. You need to bury on those power play opportunities.
One prop bet while we're on this topic that I like for the Leafs and Habs series, and there's really no reason to like this, but the number is hilariously low. Thomas Tatar over one goal in the series is paying plus 125.
No doubt it'll come in an overtime game or something dirty like that, right?
But like one goal, all he needs is one to guarantee a push, plus odds, sneak in a second one, maybe an empty netter here. Yeah, maybe.
That's right.
Looking around, let's go outside of the Canadian division here. In the Central, you got Carolina taking on Nashville. You got Florida taking on Tampa. Any one of those two? Florida, Tampa's a hard one for me to read. Like, Tampa's getting back these guys. Stamkos, bang, he's healthy. Kucherov, bang, he's healthy. But I'm also kind of like, it's a lot about rhythm come playoff time. Those guys will have no rhythm.
Yeah, that's a – oh, man. And the Panthers, of course, won that season series, and they're the underdogs in this situation.
Favorites in real life, underdogs in the betting situation, which is
weird. Yes, yes, of course. And I think with that reasoning, people are going to back the Panthers, and I think they're going to be upset because I you can't bet against Tampa, especially although Kucherov and Stammer haven't had the game reps, they're going to be just fine. Stammer missed how many months last year, comes back in a Stanley Cup final game and scores a goal on like his second or third shift.
Yeah.
So I just, they're superstars and I can't count them.
They're done. It's the Florida Panthers year, man. They are one of those teams that look like they are meshing at the exact right time too. I take them over the Lightning.
I'll tell you why I'm concerned about them is they don't have a defenseman for me that I think you can fully rely on to handle big minutes. They're missing Aaron Ekblad, and I wonder against a star-studded Lightning team for 7 games potentially. Whoa, what the hell? Did you guys hear that ad?
No.
Oh, that was just in my ears. I just had like a Jiffy Lube ad go full volume in my ears. That would spook the hell out of me. I think they're going to miss Ekblad too much, which is why I'm hesitant on them. But anyway,
a little cap circumvention from the Tampa Bay Lightning as they're players back.
You got to love it. We won't touch the West because we don't know what playoff matchups are there. But quickly in the East, Scott, I like the Bruins to upset the Capitals. You also have the Penguins taking on the Islanders. I think the Penguins win as well. What do you think in the East there?
See, I'm actually flip-flop on that one. I think the Caps are definitely alive as they're +130 in that series. So I don't hate the Caps at plus money in such a series that is very, very tight. Of course, getting Taylor Hall, the Bruins have looked revamped and they're definitely a dangerous team. But if you're going to, I was going to take the plus option in that series because I could see that going 7 in a very tight game or a tight series. So I'll take the Caps in that one. And Pittsburgh, very similar to Toronto. Pittsburgh's, 2-13 in their last 15 playoff games. I don't know if Jeff Carter's the guy to put them over the edge. And this Islanders team just plays that slow. I hate the Islanders. You know, does anyone like the Islanders, seriously? Off the island.
People from Long Island. Horrible. Very small niche fan base.
All they care about is the Knicks right now. So who cares? Nobody likes Long Island.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they Barry Trotz, great coach. They play that defensive style. And just Pittsburgh hasn't been able to get over the hump recently. And even last year, I think Pittsburgh was the favorite bet for many, many people in that opening round. And they lost to Carey Price and the Montreal Canadiens. So I don't know. I don't think you could feel confident playing Pittsburgh. Why am I saying Montreal? I don't think you can feel confident playing Pittsburgh in any series right now.
It's because you're a traumatized Leafs fan. I'm worried about what's coming.
I was probably correct. You know, Cole Caulfield, I'm scared. He's just going to score the over 10 points there.
So you've got Montreal coming out of the first round. Well, unbelievable with this guy.
I believe that Toronto wins that one, but sad Toronto Maple Leafs fan and Toronto fan in general, playoffs haven't been exactly successful for us in my lifetime. So knowing disappointment looms, Montreal is probably the wise bet.
Wow. All right.
I love it.
Scott, as always, man, appreciate your time.
All righty. Take care, guys. And have a good betting weekend.
You too, buddy.
Yes, you too. All right. I got Scott Hastings from Oddstrike. Before we keep moving on and before we wrap up the pod, need to give some love to our friends at manscaped.com. Head over to their site. Use the promo code REALLIFE. It gets you 20% off and free shipping, whatever product you want on that site. Even maybe you want the Lawnmower 4.0 and all of its great new pieces of technology. Check it out, manscaped.com. There you go. Scott Hastings from Oddstrike.
I love the trauma that he projects about being a Leafs fan. It's awesome.
I have a bit of that in me as well with the Oilers.
Of course, we can totally empathize.
Yeah. We'll see. These playoffs are going to be unbelievable. I'm so excited for this first round.
It's just also going to be so weird too, like since nobody's played each other, you have no fucking idea how good you actually are this year.
Yeah. Round 3 is going to be fascinating from that perspective as well. Like, seeing Edmonton or Toronto or whoever gets out of the division going up against like Boston potentially or like Pittsburgh, that'd be odd before a cup final.
it's just, you have no idea. Like there's, it was almost more of a chess match football type scenario in the North Division where you're playing the same game and you make adjustments, blah, blah, blah. But then who knows what happens.
So the seeding will be adjusted based on your regular season stats.
Yeah. Based on how many points you got in the regular season.
Okay. So if the Oilers get all the way through, we had essentially, well, I guess we need to see how it shapes out on the other side.
Yeah. But right now, Edmonton is, like I said, 11th in points in the NHL. So unless there are some big upsets, in all likelihood, they'd be the road team for round three if they got there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I still think it's hilarious that the playoffs start on Saturday. And meanwhile, in the background, Calgary and Vancouver are playing out the string. I find it amazingly funny.
If you want a quick hit of the playoff schedule that's coming up this weekend in the NHL, Saturday night, 5:15, game one between the Washington Capitals and Boston Bruins. Of course, at 1:30 in the afternoon that day, you also get Oilers and Canucks to wrap up their regular season. And then Sunday, 10 a.m., Islanders Penguins round one or game one, and then 5:30 Tampa, Florida. And then at 8:30, Calgary, Vancouver. It's a whole triple header of
that's so weird.
Speaking of schedules, here, M. Chuck, did you see yesterday night?
Oh, NFL release schedule.
The NFL released their official schedule last night.
Here, some teams spend six figures on their video to launch their schedule. It's insane.
I know. It's insane. Yeah. So, as a Cardinals fan, I noticed two very fun things. We play a Christmas Day game. Cleveland and Green Bay play one, and we play the Indianapolis Colts on the other Christmas Day game. That's kind of cool. But the schedule release day is always fun because you get to, like, I don't know, look ahead at some of the matchups. Nobody probably cares about it like I do. I think I might care about it a little too much.
I love it. I love it.
I really thought you'd be more into it, but then you lean back in your chair and I went, oh, no, this is going
to
go well.
I was leaning back to stretch out, but I looked at the Bills schedule and I was just like, I don't see a team on there that's like objectively better than them. And that's just a comment on where they are as an organization, I think. But like, in my opinion, they're going fucking undefeated.
I don't know if you guys have noticed, I'm sitting in the most uncomfortable chair and I've been tossing and turning this whole episode.
Moving around.
In the wood chair?
No, I don't know what the fuck. I just switched chairs. I got to go and invest in a good chair because sitting is the new smoking and I'm feeling it. What the hell is that?
Yeah, that was an ad in someone's ears. Anyways, that really rattled me during the interview with Scott. I was on Daily Faceoff and one of the ads popped up. And it was Mr. Lube or Jiffy Lube or something like that. And it was like, oof, it was loud, very loud. All right, we're going to wrap this thing up in just a second here. But before we do that, you want to be comfortable for the playoff run. Why not hit up our friends at Twig and Berries? Twig and Berries.
Can I show you this, Tyler, while you're talking about Twig and Berries? This is my Twig and Berries hoodie. This fucking thing is mega thick and warm. Shout out to the people at Twig and Berries with this nice little.
If you want to look just like Bag Milk or myself or Jay or Chalmers, who all proudly wear our Twig and Berries gear and our nutsack underwear, head to their website, twigandberries.ca. Whether if you're in St. Albert, free local pickup, so you can just zip over and grab it. I think they got a new store set up as well. Looks beautiful. Or on their website, free shipping on orders over $75 within Canada. Also, that promo code is Nation15, saves you 15%. Twig and Berries, getting you ready for the playoffs, just like we are at Oilers Nation.
Speaking of St. Albert.
Yep.
Oh, fuck. Who isn't excited?
I'm so excited.
I am so amped up. I can't wait for next Wednesday. It's going to be tough because playoffs start, what, on Sunday?
Saturday?
Ugh. We have to wait 5 days? Oh, it's going to be a grind.
This is really, really going to be a grind. I'm so excited, though. I'm excited that the boys have a couple of days, a little bit of rest. Yeah. You know, a guy like Yamamoto didn't play last night, banged up. I'm glad he gets a little bit of rest.
Yep.
And then it's time to get to work. And I'm so excited.
I'm feeling a buzz in this city already. Like, I feel like even in 2017, there was a big buzz in 2017. So maybe I shouldn't say that. Last year, not so much in the playing round against Chicago. But right now, I am seeing so many car flags. I'm seeing oversized flags on trucks. I feel like the buzz is already where it was in like round two in 2017. Like, I can feel it. I have a good feeling about this year.
Edmonton is just it's a better place to be in the playoffs.
Oh my God. It's amazing. Playoffs,
it's amazing. And I think the reason that I'm so excited is just like I said in the past, like a couple weeks, this is the first time it's ever, like even last year when we made the playoffs, it was like, I was primed for a disappointment, you know, but this year I'm not, like, this is like the most optimistic I've been in a long time. So I'm like really fucking excited about it. I'm excited to, I mean, that life's kind of slowed down. And so like you can watch these games with your kids or with whoever. You can just, you don't have
a couple cocktails.
Have a couple cocktails. Yeah.
All right.
Can I tell you something yesterday?
Yeah, sure.
I just want to brag about this. My 7 and 10 year old sons and I, along with my wife, because we have some very strict COVID restrictions at our golf course now. And so the only way that I can play is to play with my family. So I took them out and my sons have never played more than like 4 holes. Right. And last night we got a couple carts. We went out, set out to play about 4 or 5 holes. We finished all 9 and they legitimately played all 9 holes.
Yeah. Like they're hitting their own ball the whole way, all
like
that stuff.
They're hitting their own ball the whole way. They're running down the fairway. They're getting up. They're lining up. They're going through their routines. It was like the moment you go from like, oh, my kid's got a golf club in his hand, this is pretty cool, to like, holy shit, he's kind of like getting the understanding of golf. And like, we had to let a couple people pass because obviously as a foursome with 2 brand new kids to golf, you're not the fastest. And all the rest of the tee times are either 2-somes or a single. But I got to tell you, man, last night it was a goddamn pleasure playing that golf with those boys and watching them finish a full 9 holes. It was pretty fun.
That's awesome.
That is pretty fun.
I'm happy for you, buddy. Awesome. I'm glad you're enjoying
Papa Chalmers.
This is the opportunity that you get to kind of seize on that these regulations provide.
Our golf course before COVID, JR can attest, it looked like a lot of old people playing golf, walking around. You know, yesterday I went there and dude, there was kids everywhere. There was kids on the putting green. There was kids on the practice range. Like guys want to go out and practice, but they can't go with anybody but their family. So they take their kids out there.
Yeah.
Like, you know, as much as it sucks, I don't get to play with my friends and stuff. Maybe for a week, I like this. 3 weeks is going to drag on though. After the middle of the second week.
I was just like, what's the threshold where you get tired of hanging out with your own family?
Well, we have to, well, I don't know how long this is going to last, but word was 3 weeks from last Friday. I could probably last about a week and a half. Don't want to play me for $5 a hole like my family
do. Hey, can't get the action you're looking for. Before we wrap up, I think we'd be remiss not to keep pushing. We don't like to preach, but if we want to be able to get together and enjoy Oilers playoff hockey on patios and in establishments, if we want to have any fucking chance of that, please go out and get a vaccination. Yep. There's guys like our friend Rick at the Pint, who has just now been is temporarily out of his job until he can come back when the restrictions get released. And this guy is an awesome citizen who wants to make sure and provide a good time safely to all of us Oilers fans to watch some playoff hockey. So everyone get vaccinated. We might not be able to do it for the first round, but for the second round, I hope you feel the same sentiments as me, but I want to be on a patio watching some hockey.
So if you need some info, albertahealthservices.ca, albertahealthservices.ca, you can book online right there. You can call pharmacies. There's a list of pharmacies you can call on here, or you can call 811 and book a appointment that way. So albertahealthservices.ca has got everything you need to get a vaccine.
You're on, Chuck. 2 comments. First one is you pulled up your sleeve to show everybody that you got your vax.
Yeah,
it's great. You could use some sun. I'm not going to lie. That's
you needed a Band-Aid?
I've ever seen.
I didn't get a Band-Aid.
You needed a Band-Aid?
I
didn't get a Band-Aid. I didn't need a Band-Aid.
I didn't get one.
They gave me a – yeah, I was bleeding a little bit. I had to sit there and, like, hold a thing on.
But didn't you get it, like, 3 days ago?
I got it on Monday, and I keep showering, but the Band-Aid's on there, so I'm not taking it off.
Oh, yeah, right. There you go. Okay. Second of all, I want to know, how was it? How was the next day, the next 24 hours? What was it like?
So like my girlfriend and I both got the shot Monday, 4 o'clock, going to bed that night, arm was a little sore and I felt nothing the next day. Like my arm was sore, but I still went golfing the next day. And even now, like my arm isn't sore to move, but it's tender on the spot where like I got the shot. But other than that, I was fine. And like, I know some people are reacting a little bit differently, but like I straight up had 0 negative side effects other than a slightly sore arm. That was it. And I hate needles usually. And I had a good time getting it.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I think that's great. I'm glad you didn't get anything. That's
All right, we're going to wrap this up. If you want, we got into the playoff preview of Scott Hastings a little bit. If you want another playoff preview, the DFO Rundown had Jeff O'Neill and Ray Ferraro from TSN on with Frank and Gregor. Download that, the playoff roundtable. It was very, very good. I was there for the whole thing listening, and it was a fantastic look. Jeff O'Neill, hilarious as always. So was Ferraro. So go check that out. And or if you're a baseball fan, Blue Jays Nation Radio. When new episode will drop as soon as I finish this.
When are we going to start reaping the benefits of this DFO Rundown? I was told that we would start to get better guests because of the connections through that podcast. Is that going to happen or what?
We got Frank on.
Cool. Maybe we can get Gregor next.
Sure, I can make that work. All right, this has been episode 281 of the Real Life Podcast. Shout out to Oodle Noodle, Twig and Berries, and Manscaped. Thanks for listening. Our predictions episode coming up on Monday.
Great job on making it through the entire hour of the Real Life Podcast. Don't forget to like and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts from.
Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and Press-On falsies.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.